heartbeat. Today I'm going to talk on the hand of God. Have you ever come across this scenario? You see someone hurting, crying, maybe even sobbing, and you walk up to them and ask them if they're okay. It's happened to me. I've seen someone with tears in their eyes at work and gone over to them and said, "Are you okay? Is there anything I can do?" And some of them look at you with tear-stained cheeks, or the tears in their eyes, and say, "No, I'm fine." How often do women say that? "No, I'm fine." Even the tone of the voice tells you they're not fine. Oh my goodness. When are we going to be honest with ourselves and with others? Now, I know it might depend on the person, the other person who's asking. But do you know that God sends people to help us? He's wanting us to say, "No, we're not fine. I need help. Put up your hand. I'm sinking. Put up the white flag. I surrender. I can't do it anymore." You know, if someone asks you, they're asking because they care. Generally, people don't ask if they don't care. So don't shrug your shoulders. Don't grit your teeth. Don't say, "I'm fine." Say, "No, yeah, I'm not fine. I'm not doing okay today. I'm not doing okay this month, this season. It's hard," whatever it is. And appropriately, again, depending on the person and the relationship you may have with them, you could share accordingly. You know, if it's not a close friend or a close person in your family even, you may not want to share very vulnerably, but you can still share how you're going. And I've just over the years learnt that I can't ignore maybe God using someone, the hand of God being used, or God using someone else's hand to reach me. I can't ignore that the loving Father is always chasing after me to share his love. He wants us to see his love. He wants us to acknowledge his love and his care. He wants us to see his hand. You know, about 35 years ago, my family was in a bad car accident. There was myself, Bruce, my husband, my daughter Emma, who was 2 at the time, and my daughter Melissa, who was 4 months old. And we were travelling in a car, and I was driving. And we were in the middle of the Nullarbor, which is a desert area in South Australia, Western Australia, all along the bottom of Australia. And we were travelling. And it was 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And we were travelling from Brisbane to Perth because we were relocating. We were moving house. And we on our car, we had a suitcase tied to the roof. We were in a small Toyota Corolla. And the kids were in their car seats and we were travelling along. And Bruce had done all the other driving time beforehand. And this was basically my hour. When I was driving, I wanted to help him out. He was feeling very tired, even though it was 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And we don't quite know what happened, but I do feel like I either fell asleep at the wheel or got dazed by just the road. I have just uplifted my whole life, moved away from my family who live in Brisbane. And we're a very close family, traveling with my own family now. And, you know, it was a hard time. And I rolled the car. Totally demolished the car. It was smashed in from the roof down. And on the sides, it actually rolled one way and rolled another. No other car was involved. The 2 tyres on one side of my driver's side were blown out. Don't know whether or not I remember jerking at the wheel because I know I'd gone onto the other side of the road and I'd brought it back, but I probably brought it back too sharply. The car's tires blew, we rolled and we rolled another way, and we ended up on my side of the car with my leg out the door, sideways. But the blessing was, the hand of God was upon us. Guardian angels were working overtime that day. The car landed on a bush, so my leg wasn't totally squashed by being underneath or out the car door, because it had been leaning on a bush. And Bruce was able to climb out through his window or door and push the car over. He said, where did he get the strength from that? Again, the hand of God. He said it was on a bush, which gave him a bit of leverage, the hand of God. Our children were a bit bruised and very, traumatized, but nothing was wrong with anybody. I had a little bit of a bruise and squashed leg. The hand of God. God was amazing that day. And I remember the suitcase had come off, and there I was sitting on the suitcase crying with the two children in my arms, and I was praising God out loud. And a truck driver, because along there there's actually quite a bit of traffic, but there was a truck driver that had stopped. It had seen the accident. They had a walkie-talkie, so they, radioed in that was an accident. And from one of the pubs came this old ambulance. And the truck driver must have thought I was crazy, because I can remember looking up, and I'm still praising God out loud, and he's just standing there. But I didn't care at the time. But, I've reflected back and recognized the hand of God in my life, the hand of God in that accident, the hand of God blessing our family, looking after us. Now, some people don't have stories like that to share, but I do want to encourage you that the hand of God is still upon you and upon your life. His hand is loving. His hand is forgiving. In Isaiah 41:13, it states, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you." What's this right hand thing? It often states when the Israelites in the Old Testament were praying to God and asking for his help in their battles, in their wars they were against other nations, and they are called upon the right hand of God. The right hand stated how omnipotent God was, his grace, his mercy. But it's also, the right hand is like the place of honor. God seats his son at the right hand of him, the Son of God. This place of honor that God gives us, because what does it state again? I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I'm holding your right hand. I give you honor in my house, in my kingdom, in my life. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. So when someone comes along and says, are you okay? Maybe God's sending someone to be the hand of God, the voice of God, for them to say, are you okay? I want to help you. I want to hug you. I want to share love with you. I want to comfort you. Give grace and mercy. When push comes to shove, in stressful situations, sometimes what comes out is what we truly think, what we truly acknowledge, what we truly believe. Martha and Mary, sisters, and Jesus is coming to their house. And Martha, even in the midst when Jesus has arrived, gets all dithery, I've got to fix the food up. And she's probably been rushing around, cleaning the house, fixing stuff up. But Mary just sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him, talks to him, hears what he has to say to her, sits in his love. And Martha gets annoyed. And I'm sure she probably would have called out, Mary, would you come and help me in the kitchen? Mary didn't budge. You know what she says? Martha says to Jesus, do you not care about me? Look at Martha sitting here not helping me. And look, I'm under the pump. I'm under pressure here. I'm trying to give you a lovely meal. I've got to get everything done. Stressful situation. What comes out of Martha's mouth? You don't care about me. You know, if someone came over to your house and you're rushing around preparing things and they didn't help you, I don't know if I'd say to them, you're not caring about me, are you? You'd say, oh, could you come and help? Do you mind putting this in the oven? Could you stir this? I'm trying to get this done. But what Martha did, because what I'm saying when I say, can you stir this? Can you do this? You know, would you help clear the table or set the table? I'd be basically saying, you don't care about that I'm rushing around doing all this stuff all by myself. Where did you even get up to say, can I help you? But Martha was honest. She said to Jesus, and I acknowledge boldly her saying that. She said to Jesus, do you not care about me that you've let Mary just sit here? And Jesus' response was, what you're doing is great. He didn't disparage what she was doing. But Mary has got the better role because she's not stressed. I need right now people around me, love shown to me. I'm going to go to my death soon. Now maybe they didn't know about that. But Mary sensed something. Mary sensed Jesus needed her. But also Mary needed him. He doesn't care about if there's not the right food on the table. He cares about, do we give him our time, our heart, our attitude? You know, it states that God holds us in the palm of his hand. And I thought about it. If he's holding me in the palm of his hand, he's touching me. His hand, part of our body, is a precious part. It's like if I had something precious, I'd be holding it to me. Closing, clenching the fist to hold it to me. That's what God does. He holds us in the palm of his hand, close to his heart, in his heart. He tattoos his name on himself, our names. Each and every one of our names, he hasn't missed one. They're tattooed on himself. Sometimes we can feel like we're falling off a cliff, but sometimes we're falling into the arms of God. Sometimes God allows things to happen so our eyes can be opened. Sometimes God, allows stuff in our life to occur so that we can see the hand of God caring for us. My back was playing up because I had injured it a few years ago. And it got to a point where I just had to go to the doctors. The pain relief wasn't happening. I needed something to be done. And as the doctor's looking at me, he then takes my blood pressure, checks that there's no infection, a temperature, etc. And my blood pressure was through the roof. Now, I know when you're in a lot of pain, the blood pressure rises. But he was so concerned that he sent me off to the hospital to get an ECG done, to do tests, because the blood pressure was very dangerously high. Now, if I hadn't had the injured back, I would not have known that I had high blood pressure and that I needed looking after that. He said, do you have headaches? Do you feel like there's pressure in your brain? Do you, you know, the whooshing that can happen, the sound in your ears? And I go, no, none of that. God, me having an injured back allowed me to see that there was injury in my body, my blood pressure, which when it's so high can injure your body. So now that I can deal with that. And I started reflecting that sometimes God allows something on the surface to occur, like a loss of a job, an injury, an argument, a thought, our mental stasis, our mind, so that we can fix a deeper underlying problem. Because if you leave it too long, it's more dangerous and more affecting of our health than the, say, the first injury or the thing that sparked you finding this underlying condition. Because long-term, high blood pressure is very dangerous. But I wouldn't have picked it up if I hadn't, because I didn't feel there was anything wrong with me. I hadn't. Every time I went to the doctor before, I was fine. But something had happened. You know, suffering can sometimes be used by God. I'm not saying he sends suffering, but all things work for good. So he, in the suffering, he can work good out of it for our benefit, for others' other benefit. He has a perfect plan for our life. He has us in the palm of his hand. Do you believe that God is looking after you? That God's hand is upon you? And if you're not sure, ask him, Lord, would you send me your hand? Would you place me in the palm of your hand? Can I seek you out to learn to love you more so I can see this love that you have for me? You know, my story is nothing compared to lots of other stories. You know, but I do know that just like in Isaiah, it says, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. If you believe that, you can walk with him through anything. If you believe that, you know that God is walking with you. He is holding your right hand. He has not left you orphan. He has not left you alone. He has not left you to grovel in your own misery or suffering or pain or whatever, wherever you are. And you rejoice that God is with you. And that one day he will walk us with him into his eternal kingdom that is available to all who acknowledge him as the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we praise you that you have extended your right hand out to us. Lord, grace us with the ability to say that you are our Lord and Savior. And if we don't know you, show yourself to us, reveal yourself to us. We all have needs, Lord. Lord, we desire that you would come into our life more, that you would hold our right hand and be with us as we walk through pain and suffering and disease and death, but also as we walk with victory. There may be challenges, but you, Lord, are victorious in the end. And may you come and walk with us right now, but also eternally for the rest of our life and eternally forever in your kingdom. And we ask this in Jesus' name.